Hello, everyone. I am taking this week off, as my wife and I just lost someone quite dear to our hearts, and are engaged in rejoicing that she was in our lives. Our dog, Cheetah, had to be put down. Cheetah was instrumental in the awakening of hundreds of students. Whether it be her putting her head in their laps when she sensed, after they did the objective exercise, that they had awakened, or when they came down the outside stairs in the morning to study the book with me and were doing the pick a center exercise and had to do so with such stealth that Cheetah, who was laying on the front porch, did not sense them coming. They always marveled at how astute she was. Once in a while, they actually made it onto the front porch before she heard or felt them coming. And, when she did, she always stood up and greeted them warmly. They often tell fond stories of those moments. So, this week, we will recount a commentary and some higher feedback from Gary, a student of the dog, of his view of the blueprint of consciousness, how the teachings came about, and what the objective exercise to awaken signifies. And we will finish by recanting material from a very popular podcast, Season 3, Episode 39, called The Most Critical Factors in Awakening. But first, the commentary. Gary. From experience, I find the teaching that Russell has found, developed, and honorably taught to students of the dog for over three decades is real and is of World 6 and may be the only known objective and repeatable way to awaken on the planet right now. All other ways cannot awaken all people because they have always been subjective, dependent solely on students following a teacher who found a way that awoke only the teacher. It is impossible to impart a subjective way fully because no two lives are the same, and thus no two recipes for awakening are the same. The best that we can hope for is dissemination of World 12 and World 24 information in forms of symbolism, metaphor, tales, and parables, and for these to blend into someone's knowledge, with the commensurate effort in transformation of being and the growing of a higher being body. These ways were reliant upon hard personal work against false beliefs, false personality, and acquired mechanicality. And additionally, they all required us to acquire something more, to believe in something else told. Russell found this. 1. There is a structure that underpins all phenomena, and if this structure is understood, it allows you to be guided through an objective exercise to awaken. 2. You already have what you need. It is just undeveloped and structured incorrectly. The structure proves that this is so. 3. The diatonic structure maps to everything in the physical and superphysical universe. 4. The Enneagram of G.I. Gurdjieff was deliberately obfuscated. He told us it was incomplete and needs to be understood as a moving model. To make sense, it needed to be of 7 equal parts and 3 equal parts. You then have to move it and mapped 2 additional octaves, one at each of the 3 force points. Once produced, the diatonic Enneagram explains everything, even a recipe on how to bake a cake. Gurdjieff was right, and so is Smith. 5. Gurdjieff may not have had the structure, but he had enough knowledge, being, and higher feedback to formulate it and write about it in multiple ways. He heavily concealed it, though, ensuring that people had to hold long thoughts and develop critical discernment for knowledge acquisition. He made people work because there was no understanding of how it worked, only that it did. 6. Gurdjieff spawned great knowledge and hard exercises that helped people to subjectively awaken. But none of them had G's experience or understanding, and none of them knew how it worked either. Levels of being and understanding are not inherited or gained through lineage. They are earned, understood, and applied. 7. By knowing how the structure works, we will see and understand that we have everything we need, and will develop a strong emotional drive to awaken, because we will recognize that we can. Awakening is not some precious gift reserved for only a few. It is a given right. Before now, we have not achieved it because we were full of false beliefs which clouded our views. 8. It was not about us getting something. It was about us losing something. And, by seeing how it works, it is not that hard for us to lose that which has been holding us back. 9. When we undertake the objective exercise, we will experience a higher state of consciousness and an empty mind. And it is repeatable and objective. The same path, the same work, the same result for everyone. Awakening. 10. If we awaken objectively, through our own knowledge and efforts, we will know it instantly, like our eyes have opened for the first time, and this cannot be taken away. The world is in such a situation where falsity has never been so rife and readily available, that this teaching needs to be shared. Russell has held an octave vibrant for over 30 years and has repeated over 500 inner journeys with students, with almost all resulting in inviting Stuart into the carriage. The teaching guide was the distilled, edited, and approved amalgam of the best parts of the best of those inner journeys. It is objective in its method, because there is no other version, no different way of doing it, and the inner journey itself is locked down at the highest level it can be. The teaching guide was originally intended for teachers of Russell's work, so that they could follow his method verbatim, but, following demand, we transformed it into a direct teacher-to-student version called The Blueprint of Consciousness. This is Russell's gift to the world and enables him to speak to you like he spoke to hundreds of other students who he took on the objective journey. But now that it is in print, you can assimilate it at your own pace and with the highest possible input, spanning worlds 48 to 6. A process of higher feedback. It's become clear that higher feedback evolves from occasional questions and filtered answers to a faster dialogue and more immediate response, to finally a state of continual knowing without a thought being present, with just an inflow of data, all being filed in the rightful place and assimilated like air. As such, having had this feedback, it would be good to share what came. A stepping back occurred, a rising above all of the processes, from Moses to Lao Tzu, from Pythagoras to Plato to Ptolemy, from Jesus to Muhammad, from Gurdjieff to Uspensky to Smith, to what next? To you. It became clear. Data was being gathered throughout time, knowledge refined, stored, and replicated. Eventually, Gurdjieff came along and unified the three lower ways into a single way, the fourth way. However, despite being very close, he had not yet seen where all of the knowledge was leading to. Being so close, and having so much being, he was able to impart clear clues as to the direction he was facing. He left a good compass, but the needle wobbled too much when it got near the goal. Then Russell Smith came along, out of nowhere, which is precisely what Gurdjieff was fishing for with the release of his books. Gurdjieff wrote long and winding paragraphs, filled with obvious lies and inconsistencies, seemingly to ensure that only people with discernment, and only those who were capable of holding long thoughts, would grasp and understand his work. Sooner or later, hopefully, someone would see enough truth in what he sensed was true, to find the missing parts, and thus, finally, complete the picture on the box. This is what happened. The gaps were filled, the picture made, and stepping back, it was obvious that the resultant structure fitted not only everything Gurdjieff alluded to, but also many religions and spiritual beliefs. Gradually, but assuredly, Smith became convinced that the structure he had found was correct. And it was. Gurdjieff Cosmic Secrets was written to encapsulate the very tzimus of this structure, and gave many examples to corroborate. What can now be seen is that some of Cosmic Secrets was written to prove and justify the structure against Gurdjieff's and Moses' and Jesus' works, which, of course, passed with obvious flying colours, because it is true and correct. From this being's point of view, none of that is needed anymore. There is no need for any reference back to what was said then. We know this is true. Smith proved it. But, lacking formal credibility in the Fourth Way world at that time, he needed to irrefutably prove it with known examples. Otherwise, those strong denying forces would have crushed the ideas instantly. So, after awakening hundreds of folks, we can go forward with no doubt anymore that this is true. There is no need to validate Russell's work against Gurdjieff or others, and no need for proof beyond the intrinsic truth which the structure shows. For, in and of itself, we can begin a new octave. One that, from this place, the higher and simple ideas can be blended with the world as it is today. For this being, my path was to be denuded enough of any personal ideas and opinions, so that I became a clear, open, and willing vessel, open enough to receive completely what was truth, and to have enough drive to nurture and develop it. Cosmic Secrets and the teachings of the dog had already formed the RNA of truth, and it was complete enough to replicate for the first time in this ray of creation. One simply had to find the mRNA to prove to the world that one could replicate Smith's RNA and eventually make DNA. Anything less would ultimately result in sterile mutations. So, the transcriptions of Russell Smith's inner journeys began. Writing, deleting, rewriting, completing, to not seek reward, to not stop, to wipe out all personality, to receive all ideas, to blend the highest ideas of truth available to date with my emptying lowers. When all was said and done, the teaching guide was revealed, which proved and ensured that the Smith Dog Teachings RNA could be constantly referred back to. Kind of like having a universal sperm bank of ideas that always was available to be regenerated with no deviation. The ideas had finally been formulated, after eons of data gathering and refinement, to where they would apply to all. Nothing less was allowable. It had to replicate. The world needed it. And one could not begin to wonder how long one would have to wait for another Gurdjieff and another Smith. Once the guide was done, the mRNA was complete. The teaching guide was the mRNA. The next step was to go forth and multiply. Podcasts began. Exercises were shared. It began to grow organically. Eventually, it was all placed into a hardback called the Blueprint of Consciousness. Now, it can blend with the world, describing truth based on the structure and revealing where it came from, one octave back. No more Gurdjieffs, Uspenskys, Arajis, Nichols. Just Smith, who found the structure, and the structure going forward with the reader, who reads, understands, and practices the Blueprint of Consciousness. And now, from that, we, moreover you, can build new octaves. Blogs, Medium articles, Facebook groups, Quora replies, Instagram posts, YouTube animations, cosmic secrets refined and explained, with just pure axiomatic truth, the sweet core of the sweetest truth. There was RNA, there was DNA, and, with Eggleton's persistence, there was now the mRNA of the teaching guide, allowing it to go from Smith to objective truth to you. I am humbled that I am even mentioned, and extremely fortunate to be in this objective chain. Okay, now, some highlights from episode 39, series 3. Recanting the most critical factors in awakening. A student's description of her life and her subsequent appreciation for finding the work, and Russell's teachings concerning the three bodies diagram. Let's begin. Russell. In the podcast titled, How Did You Do It?, I explained the factors that allowed me to discover an objective way of awakening others. I would like to expand on those factors, just a tad. At the end of that podcast, I revealed the following secret. To awaken higher centers, you simply need to unify lower centers. Which can be done by either strapping a bungee cord around your ankles and jumping off a bridge, which will unify you for about 8 seconds, or by studying the Blueprint of Consciousness and doing the objective exercise, which will unify you for a lifetime. In order for the objective exercise to work as intended, it is important that you learn and understand the foundational material in the Blueprint of Consciousness and on our website, so that when you make the leap, you will be leaping from higher ground and will therefore land on the bridge. Without understanding the foundational material, you might as well just stand on the ground, 80 feet below the bridge, and try jumping on the bridge, which is not possible. Thus, after thoroughly studying the Blueprint of Consciousness, you will have a good grasp of the material on which the objective exercise rests, and as such, you will be standing on high enough ground in order to make it on the bridge. La fin. Now, I will share with you the exposé of a student who describes her life before she awoke, and then expresses her appreciation after she awoke. Student. I was sexually taken advantage of when I was a teen, and, as such, I became pregnant. And, because of my religious upbringing, I was forced to marry the father of the child, who was very abusive and mean. It did not take me long to decide that I did not want religion, if it meant I had to stay in those circumstances. And so, I shunned the church, got rid of the guy, after much upheaval, and ventured out on my own, with no child support. I also had a challenging upbringing, due to my parents' instability, so I had no real life guidance either. Needless to say, it was difficult to survive, and I made many mistakes. My own dreams, if I even had any, were squashed from the very beginning. After my child was old enough to stay at home by himself, I tried going to school and getting an education, which I thought would yield better results and create better income. But that didn't go far, because, as a single parent, there were many obstacles. Later, I did manage to go to college and obtain an associate degree, which did help in the end. But my child was already on his own by then, so it didn't provide much for him while he was growing up. Also, when I was very young, I questioned the ways of the church, some of which seemed contradictory or made no sense at all. Like, how can one religion be better than another? Or, how can only members of one religion make it to heaven? And then, when my ordeal came about, and I was out there on my own with a child, life became even more difficult, sometimes even harsh, which caused me to wonder what the purpose of life really was. To try to answer that question, and because of my religious upbringing, I first tried religion, and then other various philosophical ways. But none of them hit the mark, nor had any lasting effects. They simply provided short-term hope. Then, I met Russell Smith, and he handed me the book, In Search of the Miraculous, by P.D. Uspensky. I began reading it, and when I did, I could not put it down. I was spellbound, because it marked all the checkpoints that I believe life should be about, and made so much sense in so many ways. From that day forward, I started working on myself, and in time, things actually started to change. It was not an oversight thing, but gradually, things changed, and life became understandable. I read The Fourth Way, and Views from the Real World, all the while working on myself. And then, when Russell took me through his book, Gurdjieff, Cosmic Secrets, life became glorious, doable, and practical. I will never forget the day that he shared with me the objective exercise and showed me how to awaken. Since then, my life has never been the same. Even my child benefited from my new place, as I was able to give him pointers from a conscious place, which made his life even more positive. All those years of turmoil became the foundation of my push, and the golden path of my search eventually steered me to awakening. Since awakening, I've had some ups and downs, and I still have some questions, but as I keep working on myself, doing the basics, and doing the exercises, things have continued to improve. And, as such, I can now say that my life has been glorious. I shudder to think what would have happened if I had not found this work. And, again, it was not an overnight fix, but the journey brought me to a most peaceful place, with levels of understanding that I didn't even know existed. It's a funny thing. When I changed, things in life changed. It was like the universe bent in my direction. I didn't become rich, or the CEO of any company, or even carry a title of any kind. But my world was so full of life and peace that I don't think those things would have provided me with anything extra. So, today, I want to say thank you to to Mr. Gurdjieff and Mr. Uspensky for setting me on the right path, and especially to Russell for providing all life's answers and showing me the way to attain them, which actually effectuated the grandest changes of all, lasting changes, with the most beautiful results. I am now living my life to its fullest, with minimal needs and wants. Although I might have wished to change a few things, or undo some of the bad choices I made, now, after acquiring something real, I would not change a thing. So, again, thank you, Russell. You have made it possible for me to achieve joys beyond my wildest dreams. Russell, I am humbled, and you are most welcome. Next, I will elaborate on something which I mentioned in a previous podcast, but never discussed. A few weeks ago, in episode 36, I directed the listeners who wanted to learn more about the development of higher bodies to my three bodies diagram and to its accompanying text. But today, I thought I would place that text in podcast form so that everyone can audibly experience it. Here goes. I would like to share with you the three bodies diagram. It has profound implications regarding man's possibilities and explains many things that could not be explained without it. The work tells us that all things are the result of three forces. As such, I constructed the three bodies diagram, which can be found on our website, thedogteachings.com, within this podcast episode. The three bodies diagram allows everyone to see how three forces, configured in an 8, 10, and 12 ratio, are required for the octave of the 8 to complete itself. I shall explain. Life began on Earth with the introduction of the first octave, the octave of the 8, which we call the physical octave, or the physical force. It is made of physical matter. The octave of physical matter sounds do and begins to organize, almost like a crystallization stage. At first, combinations of amino acids link up in a random order. But when DNA is created, this newly forming matter begins to remember its existence. And as such, DNA becomes the first moment of self-remembering in the universe. Physical matter has attained ray, has successfully come into existence, and has remembered how it did it. We could say that the attainment of ray is when the octave of life, as we know it, actually began. After all, ray is attained as the result of an intentionally actualized Mudnell in, the T-DO interval of the octave of amino acids. Finally, something has established itself, which, for the physical octave, means that the physical matter has become sensitive. Sensations connect the physical matter with the physical world around it. From that stage, physical matter acquires, as a result of having sensations, a personality side, a side called movement. Movement is a response to sensations. Thus, the instinctive center gives birth to the moving center, and the note me of the physical octave is attained. But that is as far as a physical octave can go. It has reached its Meccano-coinciding Mudnell in, and thus, just by the process of Harnell-Miasnell, it cannot evolve further. At the note me, the physical octave needs the octave of the 10, an assisting octave or shock octave, to enter and assist it. But what is that assisting octave? Let's suppose that the assisting octave is the octave of the astral force, which contains astral matter, or Kesjan matter. The astral force enters as a Do, where the physical octave has stopped at a Mi, and helps the physical matter go further. Like the physical force, the astral force must also go through a process of organization, or crystallization, in order for it to come into its existence, and remember itself at its note, Re. At that point, the octave of astral matter will have attained its instinctive center, and the astral force will begin to sense its existence in the physical world. The attainment of the note Re in the astral octave is congruent with the note Fa in the physical octave. This means that the sensing of the astral force is perceived by the physical force as emotions. The astral force then acquires its personality side, and as such, gives birth to astral movement at the note Mi in the astral octave. The note Mi in the astral octave is aligned with the note So in the physical octave. Thus, astral movement is synonymous with intelligence. At this point, the astral octave has reached its Makano coinciding with Nel In, and as such, it cannot evolve further without the help of an additional octave coming from outside. You guessed it. The mental force, or mental matter, enters at the note So of the physical octave as the 12. Now, the mental force must also go through a process of organization or crystallization in order to remember itself at its note Re. Re in the mental octave corresponds with Fa in the astral octave and La in the physical octave. Afterwards, the mental force begins to sense its existence. The astral force perceives the sensations of the mental force as astral emotions, and the physical force perceives them as conscience, that is, as higher emotions, or the awakening of steward, or self-consciousness. The mental force can then progress further and acquire its personality side, or its moving center, Mi, which is aligned with the astral force's intellectual center, So, and the physical force's higher mental center, T. If a man does objective work, then all three forces' bodies will come into existence, and he will be able to withstand the shock of death. This, of course, requires that an internal force is generated at the point where the mental octave has reached Mi, its Makano coinciding Mudnel In, and the physical octave T, its intentionally actualized Mudnel In. After which, if all three bodies are crystallized up to the note T of the physical octave, then the physical octave will enter into its intentionally actualized Mudnel In. And the moment of having all three bodies participating will carry the physical octave past its Do, achieving Re, the instinctive beginning of the spiritual world beyond. Now, we can see why man is depicted as a three-story factory. He has three levels of instinct, three levels of perception, three levels of sensation: physical body sensing, astral body sensing, and mental body sensing. However, we are constrained to experience these three levels of sensation through the physical body, and as such, we call them instinct, emotion, and conscience. These three levels of sensation give rise to three acquired movements, which are perceived by the physical body as movement, intelligence, and objective reason. Well, that's it. I hope you find it as insightful and stimulating as we do. If not, you are probably only physically sensing it. Because if you were astral sensing it, you would have felt its importance. And if you were mental sensing it, you would have understood it. That ends today's podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions that you would like answered, then please send them to information@thedogteachings.com and we will endeavour to answer them and include them in future podcasts. And if you would like to know more about the subjects and exercises we have been exploring, including the book and guide that underpins it all, which is also available for PDF download, and now as a hardback, you can do so by going to thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. There, you'll be able to obtain Mr. Smith's diagrams, models, videos, and listen to other talks, as well as learn all the mathematics that supports them, and much, much more. But, most importantly, you will have real-time access to the material we are discussing. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.